The coronavirus pandemic is being felt straight across Wisconsin's 16 technical college, just like other schools. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Canceled events and graduation ceremonies, teachers and students scrambling to set up digital learning. Technical colleges are these small communities seeing lots of sudden changes from the pandemic. So are you a teacher or student at one of the technical colleges? What questions do you have about the response? How are you feeling right now? Join in 800-642-1234. Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College system that includes 49 campuses. More than 300,000 students enroll in the system's courses each year. President Foy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much.
So campuses across the state are really scrambling now to set up online learning, alternative learning in smaller groups. How is your transition going in the technical colleges?
I think it's obviously been a major disruption, but I have been very inspired to see the response of our college leaders, our faculty, our staff, and of course, our students who have had to make the biggest adjustments. You know, we're focused on keeping everyone safe, getting students who are close to graduation to that date, and helping all of our students make progress toward their academic goals. So we've been doing a lot of things. Some of it has been more complicated than others. You know, we're fortunate that we have such great community support and community collaboration. So our colleges have been working with local public health authorities and community leaders and employers to make sure that we can make this transition.
Well, technical learning often means hands-on learning. Which kinds of courses or programs or certificates are having to be canceled altogether because of the pandemic?
We're actually trying to work with individual students. So some of our lab classes have had to be canceled or postponed as we try to develop an alternative way to deliver that learning. We've had clinicals, obviously, for healthcare students are not operating right now. So we've been working with Board of Nursing and our accreditors to make sure that those clinical opportunities can either be, in some cases, replaced through online options. The technology available is really amazing. But in other cases, we're having to find new ways to make those opportunities happen later on in the student's academic experience.
And I would imagine it's really crunch time because these are students who would normally graduate and literally be absorbed into the workforce.
Exactly. And some of our most, you know, mission critical programs, public safety, EMTs, healthcare workers, these are all folks that employers were looking for and our communities were looking for in high numbers before the pandemic, and so it's just going to be a more difficult, more demand careers. But at the same time, we have to stay focused on what's most important in the moment, which is making sure that those students can be safe, they can be safe for their families, and that they are well enough and have the tools to proceed with their academic program once we get to a better place.
Well, colleges around the state are canceling or postponing, weighing whether to cancel their spring graduation ceremonies. At this point, should all campuses call off these events?
many of our colleges have postponed their graduation ceremonies. They're already well into planning for alternative ways to celebrate these amazing achievements. That's an important thing that we don't want to lose sight of, is that all of our students who are graduating in the next couple months or even 6 months or ever, they have worked really hard for those degrees, and we need to recognize them and acknowledge them and give them an opportunity to be celebrated. So we're working through that on a campus-by-campus basis, and I think that we'll just have to see how the state's response to COVID-19 plays out. But I think at this point, our commitment is to make sure that those students' academic success is recognized and we're not so focused on the exact date that that celebration occurs.
And President Foy, for some students, you know, walking across that stage with their friends and family in the audience is a really strong motivator toward a degree. Do you worry about that motivation going away? Are you concerned about even graduation rates falling?
We are doing everything we can to avoid that. I think a lot of folks are very worried about, will they have the technology and tools? Will they have the support? Do they have the time to and the resources to pursue an academic program? So we're reaching out to all of our students individually to make sure that they don't feel alone in this effort and that they can continue with their studies with their college's support and be successful. So right now, I think there'll be some folks who take a pause on their academic experience, but we really are going to work hard to make sure that nobody feels like they have to stop going to college because of this experience.
Do you feel like you have the resources within the technical college to reach out to every student and chart a path forward here on tailoring their education right now?
We are going to do our very best. I mean, it is kind of a daunting task, but we are fortunate in a way that we are very localized, and we've been dealing with geographic distances among our students for pretty much ever. Most of our students do not live on campus or next to campus, so we've had to use phone and internet and other communication system to connect with them, and we are ramping up those efforts so that we can make the experience as close to normal as possible. But students' success and student supports have been as much of a focus for our colleges right now as converting our academic programs and instruction into online format.
We're talking about COVID-19 with Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Were you recently laid off, or did you have your hours cut because of the pandemic? Are you thinking about enrolling at a technical college as you see new work? Are you an employer? What skill gaps do you see in the state workforce right now? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. President Foyt, let's look at workforce here. Not long ago, Wisconsin employers were worried about workforce shortages with historically low unemployment. Not the case now. Last week, more than 60,000 people filed unemployment claims. What could this sudden shift in the workforce mean for your technical colleges?
It's going to be a very interesting and I think a brave new situation for us. It's, you know, when the economy hasn't done as well historically, our enrollments tend to go up because people are looking for new opportunities, new skill sets. This situation is a little bit different because I think it's more of a pause for many people, but it definitely is going to change what skills are and will be in demand by employers. It's also going to change the kinds of jobs and careers that students are interested in pursuing, not just now or 2 years, but 5 years and 10. I think there's going to be some big shifts in our program array that's going to respond to that in the coming months and in the coming years. But fortunately, this is a process of constantly monitoring employment demands of employers and interest areas of students that the technical colleges are very familiar with. We are constantly modifying our curriculum, adding new programs, ending programs that are no longer of interest to anyone. So we have a very robust and flexible program design and development process.
Yeah,
and
right. I mean, technical.
Put that to work.
Yeah, technical colleges are really known for being quite nimble about programming. Do you anticipate that you will see different degree programs on the other side of the pandemic?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure of that. I don't know what they'll be yet, but I think that that's inevitable.
So when you look at skill gaps before the pandemic threw our economy into a wrench, what gaps in the state's workforce were technical colleges trying to work on?
Well, healthcare, not just nursing, but allied health was and is, and I'm certain will continue to be an area of high demand.
And when you say allied health, when you say allied health, what do you mean there?
Respiratory therapists, phlebotomists, X-ray technicians, sonography, just any of the lab techs, medical assistants, anyone that works in healthcare that's essentially not a nurse or a doctor falls into that group.
Sure. Yeah. Carry on with the skill gaps there. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, healthcare has always been one for Wisconsin and will continue to be. I think there might be some new fields in healthcare. Obviously, public health is on everyone's mind right now, and that is a completely different skill set when it comes to organization and communication. Obviously, information technology, that was one of our areas of growing interest, particularly things like cybersecurity. And I think that we're going to see a real explosion in that as we spend more time in the virtual world. Even folks like me, who isn't necessarily our preferred platform, but we're getting used to it. And that's going to create, I think, huge demand and also huge interest in the power of technology and how we can make better use of it.
Well, we're talking with Wisconsin Technical College System President Morna Foy about her system's response to COVID-19. Are you a parent of a technical college student? Are they back home? Are you an adult at a technical college? What's your situation like? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What questions do you have for the president of Wisconsin's technical college system? What do you want to know about the system's response or how it is handling other issues? Are you a teacher or student in the system? What's forefront on your mind? Are you able to transition to online? Still time for you at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Morna Foy is here, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, and she stays with us. And Morna, let's look at transferability of credits. That's been one big area you've been trying to address. And we talked to you in the past about how to make transfer easier for students. How is that going?
I think it's going well. We have really sort of shifted gears in the last few months. We're focused, had some legislative support to improve the amount of courses and credits that transfer, in particular between the technical college system and the UW system. We're implementing a new information system for students along with the university, so it's easier for them to see what credits transfer between the two systems. But truthfully, our focus for transfer right now has moved to the program-to-program model. It is essentially making sure that when an individual gets an associate's degree from a technical college, and at some point after that degree has been completed, they want to transfer to a four-year program. They go in as a junior, and without having to redo credits or time and money. You know, it's really what students expect. It's what employers are demanding. And it's really what makes most sense in the long run. So we are focused on developing those kinds of program-to-program transfer agreements. And I'm hoping for good progress there in the coming year.
Your students at the technical colleges, they tend to be older, more established in their careers. They might have families. What does that mean for the challenges your students are facing right now in the pandemic?
Well, that goes back to our first objective, which is we need to make sure that our students and our college faculty and staff are safe and can keep their families safe. So that has been a primary motivator for a lot of our decisions. It also means, though, that most of our students have jobs and they go to school part-time. So we have to deal with the financial repercussions for them and their families with the changes that are happening because of the pandemic. Lots of our students work in industries that have been shut down or are just not doing as well. And so they've been furloughed. They are hourly workers, so they are without their income right now. So colleges have been taking extra steps to make sure that we can all get through this together, including creating new emergency grant programs with their foundations, freeing up money that may have been donated for a particular purpose, and asking those donors if it's okay if we use that money to help students with assistance right now. And the response to those kinds of requests has been tremendous. And I just really want to give a shout out and a thank you to all those folks in the community that are helping their technical colleges and supporting their technical colleges students.
We're talking about the state's technical colleges with System President Morna Foy here. Are you a student or the parent of a technical college student? What questions do you have about how the campuses are operating? What issues do you want administrators to give more attention to? And teachers, what challenges do you see that people should know about? We're at 800-642-1234. Chris from Beaver Dam called in, couldn't stay with us. Chris says that they're a nurse and the parent of a nursing student enrolled at Madison Area Technical College. And Chris says they desperately need more CNAs, more certified nursing assistants, and nurses in the pipeline. Chris is worried about what's happening with classes. President Foy, what could be the path ahead for CNAs or nursing clinical work?
Well, the clinical work right now has been suspended at the request of our clinical partners. Again, this is a safety issue, and it's also just the right thing to do for those students and for those healthcare workers. I mean, providing clinicals requires time and attention from the healthcare provider, the hospital, or the clinic staff themselves. And right now, their attentions have to be focused elsewhere. And it's just a safety issue for our students to make sure that they are not unnecessarily exposed. So right now we are working on how we can make up for lost clinical time, if you will, how if there's other modalities in which we can give students a clinical experience without having to actually be in the clinic. We have already moved in that direction to some degree. Because of the availability of simulators and technology that allows us to do that. But we're talking with our accreditors and the Board of Nursing on what additional changes we could make. And I would just say that I think the response of our healthcare providers, many of whom in Wisconsin have gone through technical colleges for their training, has just been superlative. And that is, generally speaking, the primary reason why people enter into a career field is because they see or know someone in that field who is an inspiration to them. Mm. And I think that, you know, the response of the healthcare providers in this state has been tremendous. I think that they are an inspiration to me, and I'm certain that they are inspiring many others who will be thinking about what career paths take in the next few years.
Well, let's bring in James now. James is joining us from Kimberly, Ohio this morning. Hi, James.
No, Kimberly, Wisconsin.
Oh, Kimberly, Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
I'm a paramedic in the Fox Valley area of here in Wisconsin, and I'm also an instructor adjunct at Fox Valley Tech for the EMS program. And my question is, with the school closings, with the colleges closing down, and, you know, a lot of them are going online, with things like EMS and, like, fire science, they're really a hands-on type of program. What is the state have in place for all the students that are taking, like, fire science and EMS, because if they're not in school, they're not going to be able to do any of this these classes online because, like I said, it's more of a hands-on. And I was just wondering, like, what they have in place for that.
Right. James, thank you. Hands-on, shoulder-to-shoulder learning here. President Foy, what is a plan for fire science and EMS?
We've been working with individual students and individual programs to try to figure out if there are ways that we can deliver it using social distancing principles. And that has happened to some extent. But I think that as we get to different stages in this pandemic, we're going to be able to do less and less of that. And so we are, again, putting some of these things that traditionally have been strictly hands-on, trying to use new delivery systems. There is a lot you can do using technology these days. In some cases, we have to deal with the accrediting and requirements of a degree program. For example, some public safety courses have to be done in person. They're just not accredited, delivered any other way. And so we are looking at how can we schedule, maybe put those students into sort of more concentrated programming once some of these restrictions are lifted on our colleges. So, I mean, we are working hard at finding ways to make sure that folks can continue to make progress on their degrees, regardless of what credential they're getting.
President Foy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Just ahead, we get tips for digital learning and instruction. Teachers and parents across the state are hustling to adjust after the coronavirus shuttered classrooms. Join the conversation with your questions, your own tips, 800-642-1234. The morning show continues right after this news update. You're listening to the Ideas Network.